How do you put a cause in motion? How do you put a cause in motion? Say, for instance, you've got a tremendous problem in your life, and you'd like to put a cause in motion to solve it. Now, the mother, who had a son in the war, and felt the son was in a dangerous situation, so she surrounded him with her pure white light of love, and all of his world with her pure white light of love, and later the son came home and said, "Mom, guess what? On that Sunday afternoon, I felt that your radiant love was all around me." How do you put a cause in motion? Ellen, how do you put a cause in motion?
By saying, "I like me and all is in divine order."
About what?
About everything.
That's nice, but about what? How about Sammy? Can you put a nice cause in motion about Sammy saying, "All is in divine order. Sammy is surrounded by your pure white light of love, and nothing can ever take place in his life that is not first in your thinking, in your thought about him." And of course, you always think Sammy is surrounded by pure white light of love, and you're always cuddling Sammy. Now, how would you put that cause in motion?
Just like that. It's all in divine order, and Sammy is surrounded by my pure white light of love.
What if there's an incident with Sammy?
There is no incident. I don't create it.
What if you see one?
I don't create it.
What if you fear one?
I don't. I instantly say all is in divine order.
Okay. That's what you do. You're in a world of all sorts of convolutions that are going on, and things are being done, and people are saying things, and the world is a naughty world, and a good world, and a fine world, and a dirty world, and Obama is just a terrible, ugly man, and Obama is a beautiful, fantastic man. Now, what kind of world do you want? Where is Obama in your world?
As fantastic as the ideal president.
The ideal man. Wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, why do you say president?
Because it's just the game he's playing.
That's how you happen to know him. But, you see, if you didn't know he was president, and you looked at him as a man,
mm-hmm.
as you do on YouTube occasionally, what are you seeing?
An ideal person.
An ideal person. How nice that's stated. How nice that comes out. The ideal person. What about his silly wife?
Oh, ideal wife, ideal person, ideal.
She's happy, and those who don't think of her as being happy think of her as being silly. The president's wife should act with more decorum than that. My goodness sakes. Well, what if your mommy acted like the president's wife acted? What would you think?
I think hooray!
Hooray, hooray, hooray. Now, don't separate them. How did your mother act all of her life? She was her own person, wasn't she?
Definitely.
What kind of things did she do?
She played the piano. She was an excellent pianist. She was an excellent business lady. And she was a wonderful mother and wife.
First.
Mother and wife.
First. An ideal person. You see, all that other sort of stuff is all wrong. But an ideal person. Now, did you think of your mother as being God, as being the most wonderful person in the world,
yes.
The ideal person? Well, remember that.
Yeah.
Don't get hung up on cooking and sewing and piano playing and all that kind of stuff. The minute you do, you think of her imperfections with that.
Right.
But when you think of her as the ideal person, what happens?
So it is.
Oh, you betcha. You betcha. Now, when you were in New Zealand and you were trucking around in the backcountry, did you ever lose your way?
No.
Why not?
I'm the ideal driver.
Driving, yet she's not walking.
Yeah. Aha! I'm walking.
You're trekking the backcountry.
Then I'm the ideal tracker.
Well, you see, when you do, don't trek the backcountry in the car.
No,
you put your car aside. Because
no.
Otherwise, like John, he doesn't want to take a helicopter up the mountain. He wants to climb up himself.
Mm-hmm.
Because It's the joy of climbing. Mm-hmm. It's not the challenge of climbing, but the joy of climbing. Mm-hmm. Your feet know right where to go, and everything knows right what to do. Now, what kind of a trekker are you?
Well, the ideal trekker.
The ideal trekker. Okay. Now, is that the cause you put in motion? Mm-hmm. Do you put in motion that you're going to have sore feet on the path?
No.
You put in motion that you're going to have too much or too little clothing?
No.
You put in motion that you got to meet people who are not nice?
Mm-mm, no.
Never, never, never. You would never dream of meeting a not nice person in New Zealand.
True.
Because you put the cause in motion.
Yes.
That your life in New Zealand is surrounded by beautiful people.
Yes.
Lovely people. Now, some of them you don't understand. That's because they have a magic about them that you hadn't paid attention to, which is just fine. And others you understand very well. And yourself, unfortunately, you understand least of all. Mm-hmm. Because if you were to say to yourself, I'm going to go up this mountain and I'm going to find that cabin on top of the mountain, would you find
it? Yes.
Why?
Because I put the course in motion.
Did you take a chart out and decide that you're going to go this way through this path, you're going to go this way, you're going to left or right or this degree direction?
No.
You just went with your heart and your thought.
Yeah.
And you went straight to him.
Yeah.
Straight to the cabin. Now, how could she do that? Ellen? She put a cause in motion. She put a cause in motion, right?
All right, yes, yes.
What do you mean, yeah, all right?
I was thinking of an intuition.
Well, what's a thought in motion?
Along with that.
What is a thought in motion?
Okay.
That's the same.
Intuition. When we listen to our intuition, we got, now, if she were to climb that mountain and say, oh, I wish I knew, am I going the right direction? And, oh dear, I'm slipping, and something must be telling me that I'm doing it wrong because I'm slipping. No way.
Yeah.
You didn't slip.
No.
You walked as though you were barefoot with big toes and you were reaching into the rocks and just climbing up to exactly where you wanted to go. Oftentimes, you'd take a straight up trip instead of going a little to the side, which is easier.
Mm.
Not because you wanted more adventure, but because you were going where you were going. And you were not going the side trips, the easy trips, of this trip or that. You were going straight up. Now, what did you do with Ruby, our dog, the other day? You climbed up a rock.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I took the easy route up the rock, around the rock. I was on top of the rock. And Ruby didn't see where I was walking up. She only saw where I was already. So she saw me at the destination top of the rock. And she took her 2 seconds to decide to come straight up.
Amazing. Climbing up the rock.
Climbing up the rock. Straight up.
Now, why didn't she go around like you went around?
Because she only saw the goal. She only saw me and
the
she
cause.
Went for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She only saw the cause. She wanted to go from where she was to where you are.
Yeah.
And she made it.
Of course.
She had an interesting climb, but she made it.
Yeah.
And you said her toes were like claws that were reaching into the rock and climbing right up there. Now, could you have imagined that before? Mm-hmm. Would you have thought that she'd climb straight up that rock?
Actually, yes.
Oh, so you put the cause in motion already? Already, huh?
Because I knew she can do it.
Yeah. Now, did you know she could do it before she did it, or did you know she could do it while you were just climbing around?
I knew that she could do it before she did it.
Now, why were you so successful?
Because I knew.
Now, why did she struggle just a little bit as she was climbing up there with her toes?
Because she didn't.
She didn't. Her.
You told me she did.
No, it just looked like she walks on her claws, which was, for me, fun to watch. She didn't struggle. She just came straight up. In an unusual manner.
Like a cat, huh?
Yeah.
Now, why didn't she jump into the back of the truck? She was looking at the truck there. You were loading, unloading things from it, and she wanted to jump into that truck now, in the back of the truck. Why didn't she make it? She got her front part in, her chest in, and then she slipped back out.
Because actually, I did not want her on the truck, because I had stuff on there.
You put a cause against her accomplishing what she wanted to accomplish. Now, So could she ever accomplish anything that you didn't want her to accomplish?
And no.
Could those submarines that were shooting at this young man's ship ever hit that ship when he surrounded it with the pure white light of love?
No.
And what did he do to the enemy?
He surrounded them too.
He didn't hate the enemy.
No.
And what happened to the war?
Done.
It was done for him then. You see?
Yeah.
Now, can we do that?
Yes.
Can we do that? Ellen, can you do that?
Yes.
Can you do that with everything? Ellen, what kind of a body do you live in?
In a whole and perfect, in an ideal body.
Ideal. Whole and perfect is good, but ideal is better. Because
my original purity and integrity. I like that.
Hope to go to heaven.
There you go.
I like that.
Now, why are you living in your original purity and integrity? What is your original purity and integrity? Your ideal.
You said it, ideal.
You see, we keep looking for other words to say what we want to say, and we can say it so simply. There is peace on earth, and it began with my thinking.
Yeah.
It began with me. There is abundance in my life, and it began with my thinking.
Yes.
I began appreciating every penny I had, every dollar I had. I didn't stop spending.
No.
But I just appreciated every bit of it. Every bit of it. And when situations were like the money wasn't there, the money was there. And however we went through our program, we always knew that the money was there. And it is. Mm. Now, does everybody tell you how they got their wealth? Do they say, well, I went to my job and I'm a bookkeeper and I'm a dentist and I'm a fireman. You know? No, they don't tell you. They just go to their job and earn their money, bring it home, make their home beautiful. Now, here's two firemen. Same salary, same houses, same families and everything. One fireman goes to his home, loves it to pieces. It's his castle, it's his where he belongs. And his family just love him, and everything about their home is beautiful. They don't have any fallen arches in their home. Everything is wonderful. The other fireman, his yard's a mess. His kids don't take any care about the property. They slam the doors so that the paint falls off, and they do other silly things. Now, why does this one have this type of home and this one have the same salary, the same experience, the same homes next door to each other perhaps, you know? Why does he have it? Tell me, Anita.
One word comes up, attitude. So it's a different course put in motion.
His thought about it, his attitude, his cause that he put in motion. Now, why did the one who had a good house and good world and so on have a good world?
Because that's what he is, that's what he thinks about.
Would you think that his property, and being beautifully maintained, being beautifully cared for, was worth more money than the neighbor's property, and they both bought the same houses on a tract home?
Yes.
And one neighbor got a lot of money for their house, and the other guy got a little.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
One house is alive with love, and one isn't.
And when you have yourself alive with love, what happens to you?
I have a good, happy life.
You put a cause in motion. Now, our question here is, how do you put a cause in motion?
Yeah. Same thing.
You don't say same things like ditto.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. It's when I give love to something, it's putting a cause in motion.
What do you think, Ellen? How do you put a cause in motion? Not against.
No.
But how do you put a cause in motion?
I see it done.
Oh, you see it done. In other words, you didn't really put a cause in motion at all. You saw it done. You didn't see it in progress, a work in progress. You saw it done.
Yeah.
Now, why did you see it done? Were you not interested in the work in progress? Were you not interested in seeing how the sculptor was making the sculpture?
All time and space is right here and right now.
Beautiful. Are you good at that?
Of course.
Do you do that all the time?
Yes.
Are you making a habit of it?
Yes.
All is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, all. And you see, you get real tired of saying that sometimes. But the thing is that, what does a little child come up to you and say? I'm 3 1/4 years old.
Yeah.
I'm 5 1/8 years old, you know.
Like that.
Tomorrow, I'm going to be 6. But tomorrow, I'm going to be 6. Not today, I am 5 99%. Tomorrow, I'm going to be 6. What are they doing? They're living in the beauty of the fullness of their life. And as they do that, what happens?
They're living in the fullness and beauty of their life.
And could anything be more wonderful?
No.
How do you put a cause in motion? You put a cause in motion by believing it is done. Ellen, see?
Yes.
Believing it is done. You see it complete. Yeah. And that's what you said, wasn't it?
Right.
And that's what you said. And that's what Ruby thinks all the time. And Ruby is a beautiful dog who loves cats and loves chickens and loves
birds,
loves rabbits, who loves everything. And just a delight to be with. So, how do you put a cause in motion? By speaking your word and saying,
it is done.
And when you say it, then you say, I love you, I love you,
I love you.
Wonderful. And Ruby? Wonderful. I love you all. Have a good day.
Thank you.